the words of the prophets of God. That's our lesson study today in regard to the prophets in the Bible. And the idea of the prophets in the Bible and Jesus quoting from the prophets, you remember in our studies that we've done 22 times Jesus referred back to books of the Old Testament prophets of God. And so it is that we today need to look at the prophets as they spoke in regard to the message of the Lord. Remember Romans chapter 15, commencing at verse 4. The things written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. The idea of our serving the cause of God in a loyal and faithful way is the way that the Bible tells us from the olden time have been taught to. The things written aforetime were written for our learning. When we go back there and see how God dealt with people back there that followed His will, no matter how bleak the hour looked, no matter how poor the hour was, it was always the case that the Lord being with them, ultimately things turned out to their good. Ultimately things turned out better for them. Wonderful servants of God they were, and as they went through bleak times and troubled difficulties, if the Lord were with them and they called upon the Lord to be with them, then they were blessed in the end in a mighty and good and wonderful way. The things written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Notice that we patiently read about that. We see that they went through that. They had the strength to endure. They were patient with that. They believed that God was with them and God helped them. And in the result of that, God did help them and assist them in every way. But also it says their patience and comfort of the Scriptures. We get a comfort from reading about Jonah and his fleeing from God. Yet God wanted him to serve him mightily in Nineveh. And yet we find that Jonah fled from the Lord. The Lord punished Jonah in that regard, called upon him to realize that he would leave him in that great fish if he didn't follow his right way. And Jonah did repent. Jonah got out and he went to the king there in Nineveh, commanded that they repent or the Lord would lay waste their city. And he was the only preacher of the Bible, including our Lord Jesus, that had 100% conversion rate. The old king turned to all of his subjects and said, "We all do need to repent, and we all will repent." And they did. From the least to the greatest of them, they repented. Jonah couldn't believe it. He could not believe that the message of the Lord was so powerful to them that they would believe what he said, and every one of them repented. He went up on the hillside of Flint Rock, up that hot place, sat down in the blazing sun, hot under him, hot above him. There he was, and he was just like a pouting person, saying to himself, "Surely God is not going to do this. He's not going to let these people go by. He's not going to let them be forgiven. He's just going to, surely he's going to do something to them." In the process of time, God grew a gourd around him. Great flowers, great leaves over there. Shade for him. My grandma used to say, "Son, there's 15 degrees difference when you get into shade. Find yourself a shade if you can, as you get into a 15 degree difference of feeling when you get into a shade." And so he had a good 15 degree difference in that Flint Rock. He had a shade on him, and boy, he enjoyed that shade. And as the day went on, the Lord sent a great worm to cut down that shade. He ate that shade up. He ate all the leaves out of it, and it was gone. And there old Jonah was looking at that. And the Lord spoke then to Jonah and said, "Jonah, I know your heart, son. And you've got more feeling in your heart for this plant that you had nothing to do with. You didn't plant it. You didn't water it. You didn't fertilize it. You didn't have anything to do with its growth. And yet it grew. It provided comfort for you. And then this worm came and cut it down. You have more feeling in your heart for this plant that you had nothing to do with than all of these souls in Nineveh that at your preaching of my word repented." By that he was trying to tell Jonah as a prophet at any time that the people of the Lord, the people of Israel, would find the blessings from God if they would but turn, if they would but come back to his righteous way. They would find the ready hand of God's forgiveness for them just as much as for this Gentile city of the Ninevites. We can find patience and comfort of the Scriptures today, no matter how far away we may have strayed, no matter how far away we have gone, we can look back in God's Word and say to ourselves, listen, here's the message of the Lord for me. Here's the prophet of God back there. How the Lord dealt with Jonah, I can receive comfort from knowing that if I'll just turn my attention to the right person, and I'll turn my thoughts to the right way, that the Lord will bless me and forgive me and help me along the way. Let me be a person who follows His right will and His right cause. So there's a message there in the Old Testament for you and for me. Back in the book of Romans chapter 12, He blesses them and says, I beseech you, brethren, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Notice that in this connection of all these things that be done, here's an individual that can do something spiritually for himself before God if he will but heed what the Lord has said. He'll find the blessing of himself from the Lord if he will, as he besought him, present your body a living sacrifice before God. If I present my life and my ways, that it's not so important for me, it's important for the Lord's cause. The service that I render is not for me to get a pat on the back and not for me to be rewarded, but for the Lord's cause to be upheld. And if I can find myself looking toward His righteous way and thinking that way, I'll find that there are great blessings. That's the reasonable service. That's the idea of thinking about all the benefits of it. Well, here's a description that was given many years ago by one of the students of the training school program when he came to this word reasonable that I have remembered through the years and I thought was a blessing and a benefit for everybody sitting there that night. He said, here's reasonable. It's like a person that's out here and he's coming upon a terrible, terrible valley. And he's on a hillside, and his horse is fixing to stumble and fall off. He's fixing to be thrown off. He's fixing to fall deeply headlong into this ravine. And because he has on the other side, he can pull his horse, or he can walk his way over there to a side that is going up the mountain. He uses good reason and finds himself going up the mountain instead of down into the pit. Reasonable service. That sounds pretty reasonable, doesn't it? Like Brother Paul Murphy used to preach the gospel in such a way that he said that he went to this place and these folks told him about this young man. They said, you're not quite right. I don't know about going out visiting him. He's not quite right. And he said he went out to visit him anyway. And he said, no sooner than he sat down at the man's house, the man said, you know, Brother Murphy, he said, these people that don't believe there's no God, don't believe there's no judgment day, don't believe there's no heaven, no hell, he said, they're going to be mighty surprised, aren't they, when they leave this old world and get over there in God's domain. Later on that night, Brother Murphy came back to the congregation. He said to the people, he said, I was warned about going over seeing Brother so-and-so. He's not quite right. He told him what he said. He said, that sounds kind of reasonable to me, doesn't it? It kind of sounds kind of reasonable to me. He said it right at that time. Yeah. The idea of doing God's will, being reasonable in doing the Lord's way, thinking about the blessings of following God in the day of the judgment. And when Paul wrote about the judgment, 2 Corinthians 5 and 10, it says, we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the things done in our body according to that we have done, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. You see that? The idea that the Lord could have a terror for us, but because we're thinking about the judgment as we behave in this earthly life, we find ourselves growing in the right ways of the Lord. Now, what do these things have to do with the prophets? Well, one more out of Romans. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Notice that in that passage of Romans 10 and 17, he's saying to us that we get that faith, that initial faith, by hearing the word of God. It doesn't come about because there's some great experience in life, and I say, well, the Lord's trying to tell me something here. Or it comes about in such a way that I have a struggle in life, and I say, well, the Lord is trying to tell me something here. Real faith comes from hearing the Word of God. And that's why we teach our little children in Bible class, and why we teach our adults, and we refer to it again and again and again, because the idea of the Word of God being in our hearts and lives helps us to truly believe like we should. Believe the Lord in His righteous way like we should. And if we believe in Him, there are blessings that can come to our lives. Now that's what He said there in Romans 12. I beseech you, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. See, the will of God is being revealed, and we submit our lives to that will of God. And remember in this regard, Romans 15:4, those things written aforetime were written for our learning. We are blessed and benefited to have a faith in the Lord, a faith that gives us patience, a faith that gives us a real hope, because we look back to those old prophets of God and how God dealt with them, and how that they were so blessed.